With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. A proposed 15-unit housing development in Milton will go ahead. At Tuesday's meeting, Region of Queens Council voted 6-2 to rezone three parcels of land on the Mersey River to multiple-unit residential to accommodate the development. The rezoning will clear the way for construction of an apartment building on the former Gorica land at the corner of Highway 8 and Bridget Street. Council previously agreed at their August 9th meeting to enter into a purchase and sale agreement with developers Eric and Don Fry. Several councillors raised concerns about maintaining public access to the boat launch and the fire service maintaining the ability to fill trucks from a hydrant on site. Mayor Darlene Norman says those public resources will have to remain accessible for the sale to be considered.
And there was reference given to a meeting the developer had. Those were all preliminary draft designs. And unless the developer is able to satisfy the requirements of the agreement, which will be access to the boat launch, access to the dry well, then that agreement will not go through.
Four members of the public showed up to voice their objection to the rezoning. They raised concerns about maintaining the public access of the on-site services, asked how traffic safety issues will be addressed, and the fact a public piece of land will be lost to a private developer. Norman says in their discussions, council heard the traffic issues are a result of drivers not following the laws.
You know, it was Councillor Gidney. He said the traffic issues are created by excessive speed and people not obeying rules. We have traffic issues throughout Queens County. I am certain that the developer is going to take those issues in.
Norman says she grew up in Milton and remembers when the only buildings on the Gorica site were run down and derelict. She says the proposed building will bring much-needed housing to the area.
The activity that was once there on that corner is no longer there. And sadly, I believe people like the quietness of the neighborhood, but we need places for people to live. And yes, it's not going to be $700 affordable because we need the province to subsidize housing. You cannot build for that amount of money.
Norman says the changes to the municipal planning strategy have been sent to the province for approval, and realistically, it will be months before ground is broken and construction begins. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.